good evening. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are accepted are put forward here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guest. And this evening, our guests are going to be Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien. We're going to be talking about mind control in America. And, you know, most people can't believe that there's really mind control techniques that are practiced, but so much of what goes on in our country today is simply to control our perception. And as I open my program saying, reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. Now, many years ago, when they wanted people to smoke on, a motion picture had pictures of people smoking. When they decided that smoking wasn't good for us, why, they took pictures of people smoking out of motion pictures, and very seldom today do you see a motion picture with somebody smoking in it. The people who are pro-death, pro-choice, will not allow on television any pictures or depictions of the dismembered bodies of children who were literally torn apart before they're aborted, because this would be this would have a profound impact on the thought of the American people. So you could not buy on any television station I know in America a time to show pictures of that sort on national television. Why? Because pictures control our reality, and what the American people do not understand is our reality is very, very tightly controlled. It was Edward Bernays, the father of modern-day propaganda, who, in his book in 1928 called Propaganda, talked about how the intelligent manipulation of the habits, organized habits and opinions of the public is an important element in a democratic society, and those who control this essential mechanism constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power in our nation. Then he went on to say, we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, ideas suggested, largely by people we have never heard of. And that really is so true. The Central Intelligence Agency, working, of course, with Tavistock and British intelligence, which are simply manifestations of the ruling group that controls the world, set out many years ago to develop these mind control techniques, and certainly to Tavistock and the Central Intelligence Agency, they could set out all sorts of mind control experiments. We actually have the hearings of the Church Committee back in the 1970s, where they went into extensive detail using the records which are supposed to have been destroyed, but which somebody in the National Archives have saved. And when they were requested under Freedom of Information Act turned over, we have a CD that that Mark Phillips provided for us. And on that CD, I think there are 18,000 pages of previously classified and secret government documents talking about mind control. And that disc on CIA mind control is available from Radio Liberty, as well as the Church Committee reports, as well as books on mass control, mind control, a four-tape set on mind control which contains interviews with our guests this evening, Mark and Kathy Phillips. And with that as a background, Mark, are you there, or is this Kathy? Hi.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Yes, I am, and thanks for having us on tonight.
Well, it's always good to see you and to have you. In fact, Kathy's book, the one that she wrote, Access Denied, is by far the bestseller. We have an Amazon a website where we sell books. Well, and hardly a day goes by we don't sell at least one of her books. It's the most amazing phenomenon. People are hungry for the knowledge you have, and we'll be back in just a moment here with Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien. Hi, well, Mark, why don't you pick the story up from there?
Well, Dr. Stan, I certainly will. Kathy is on the other on the other line awaiting for your engineer to call her. So at some point she'll jump in. I'm not sure where. But in the meantime, your listeners, I would imagine many of them have heard of our first book, Transformation of America, which was, in essence, our condensed congressional testimony that we presented in 1993, 94, and in 95, and then we were stopped under the 1947 National Security Act from adjudicating our case any further. And the reasons are pretty obvious. I think I was listening in the background when you explained to your listeners about the research that has been ongoing for decades on mind control. And, of course, now it's gone into the technological end of it. And what I saw back in the 60s, 70s, and even the early 80s when I worked for the government was it's actually ancient technology now.
Oh, yes, I saw the most amazing program. I know you've seen it. Yeah, I forgot which one of the major networks was on, but it was going to Dr. Cameron. And, you know, up there in Canada, and, of course, his bizarre experiments in destroying people's minds and memories.
Yes, the sleep room, I believe.
Right, right. That is the most amazing. Who put that out?
Well, it was an amazing film from the standpoint that it actually made it as a series. I think it was a 2 or 3 part series in Canada some years ago. It was banned in the United States. I ordered a copy of it in as a library. And was able to view it that way, and it's since made its way into this country. And of course, there's been tens of thousands of copies of it get out. But
I actually saw it on television. I just couldn't believe it when I was seeing it there.
And yeah, I think it was the Discovery Channel aired it, didn't they?
Was it History of Discovery? Do you know?
It was one or the other, as I recall. And I thought that was an incredible thing to even happen.
And you see, they don't want the American people to know what's really going on, that these bizarre experiments could be taking place, that the Central Intelligence Agency would be able to get away with destroying people's minds without their knowledge or control and experimenting, on literally thousands, if not tens of thousands of Americans without their knowledge or consent.
And then, too, you know, mind control is now... as we unfortunately predicted before Congress, it would become the number one weapon of choice of all governments.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course now we have both Mark and Phillips and Kathy O'Brien on the line with us. And Mark was just saying that certainly every government in the world today is using mind control techniques through television, motion pictures, and I really fear through other methods like poisoning the minds of our children, the brains of our children, with mercury and fluoride and aspartame, which are known to be a neurotoxin. All of these are used to simply dumb down and destroy the thought process of our children. Why do you think it is that the American children, when they graduate from high school, can't read, so many of them? So many of them can't do simple mathematics. It's not simply because they have never been taught, although that's certainly part of it, but there's been an organized effort to damage the minds of our children. And when you stop and realize that the rate of autism now is up to 1 in 150, a 60-fold increase in the last 30 years, 60-fold increase, and not only that, but actually if you take in Asperger's disease and ADD and ADHD and behavioral abnormalities, according to the CDC, one in every 6 American children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. But I really fear, and the experts that I talk to fear, almost every child's mind and brain has been damaged in one way or another by what is going on. So that, along with the conditioning programs that they have, are destroying the ability of our young people to think or be able to reason and reason effectively. What are your thoughts on that, Mark?
Yes, that is exactly true, Dr. Stan, and what I was also commenting on as far as the use of mind control. Are you there?
I certainly am. Go ahead.
I'm hearing some noise in the background. The fact that mind control is being used as a weapon of choice by all terrorists as well as all special forces groups around the world in the militaries is also leaving a grave legacy for our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, because these young men and women who have been conditioned and their minds literally taken over by their respective governments, or we'll call them freedom fighters or terrorist groups or whatever label you want to attach to them, these young men and women who do survive physically are not coming back to their homes mentally intact, and they're not being treated. And we're seeing more and more and more of this. Of course, NASA plays heavily into all of the abuse of Kathy O'Brien, and now we're seeing astronauts who the government is having to own up to the fact that because, and they quote, I'm quoting them loosely, because of the type of training that they underwent, they seem to be developing some psychological problems as a result that are following them after their tenure with NASA. And recently, during their tenure with NASA, as you've noticed, with that one particular woman astronaut who was attempting to harm or kill her, I guess, boyfriend's girlfriend or somebody.
What a tragic story of a woman who had been so highly trained and intelligent and capable, and yet, of course, her mind had been destroyed. Her ability to reason, her ability to separate right from wrong.
Exactly.
Had been totally destroyed. I mean, she'd, you know, she'd certainly created a situation where her husband was forced to leave her, and because she was having an affair with another man, and then he was having an affair with another woman, and she set out to kill her. That was all there was to it.
Yeah.
She was going to kill her. And, of course, they're trying to cover that up. But they play games with these people's minds, don't you think?
I know they do. And, you know, we're seeing it all over the world. Kathy and I have gone around the world now almost, five times, and we're going to be doing it again very shortly, in about 3 weeks. We're finding that people from other nations are far, far more aware of what is going on within this country, particularly concerning mind control and how it's being used as far as a social engineering tool through the movies and through television and through books and through our educational system, history being changed, and the list goes on and on and on and on forever. And you can take an average educated person with a couple of years of college out of the Philippines, for instance, and they know more about our history and about mind control and how it's being used in this country than some of the most educated psychiatrists that Kathy and I are paid to lecture to. And that's appalling.
I know it is. Well, there's certainly Colin Ross down there in Texas, who wrote the book on the Operation Bluebird and CIA doctors, is certainly an exception to that. Do you know him at all?
Yes, I do. I know Dr. Ross very well. He's actually Canadian, and he's been in this country. He's from Saskatchewan originally. He's been in this country for several years, and he's been doing a remarkable job in getting out some information through his literary works, and I commend him highly for it. I've met with him on a few occasions, and at one point in. While he was writing one of his books many years ago, he called me every day at a certain time, and I knew exactly when during our conversation when his car would when he would pass through a tunnel. and this was routine. I mean, it was like every day for about 6 months.
Well, he's done a good job. Hey, well, Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Dr. Stan.
And this, for our listeners, is Kathy O'Brien, and we carry her book. That she wrote. First of all, Mark and Kathy wrote a book called The Transformation of America, and then Kathy's written a book called Access Denied, which is, well, what is Access Denied? How would you characterize it?
Well, Access Denied is the story of our journey through the justice system and the mental health system, how we survived, and it definitely gives a great bit of detail regarding my own rehabilitation. and what Mark taught me for being able to remember those things that I was supposed to forget under MKUltra mind control. And it helps anybody who's had any level of trauma or been through anything that's caused them to have any kind of a dissociative disorder or any difficulties in remembering their own past. It helps them to be able to regain their health and all as well. So the information that's in the book is being used by people worldwide from all levels of trauma, from absolute mind control, right on through just the social engineering that's coming through the controlled medias. And what you were mentioning about the aspartame and the different things that are done in our diet that dumbs down the population, it helps people to become aware of that. And knowledge is our only defense against mind control, whether it's absolute, like I experienced on a White House Pentagon level, or whether it's the kind of social engineering that happens through controlled media and through being fed such dumbed down things such as aspartame. And this book is helping people to realize exactly what's going on, particularly in the United States, and how to recover from it.
I think it's really so amazing. I was telling Mark that we opened a Amazon bookstore and just to get rid of some of the duplicate copies of books we had, and so we're listing some of our books that we carry regularly. Your book is our all-time bestseller. We're selling on average one copy of that book every single day. So fortunately, we just, I think, got a case in, so hopefully they'll last until you get back. How long are you and Mark going to be gone on this trip?
We don't really know. We do know that it will be at least 4 weeks, if not as long as 7 to 8 weeks.
And you actually are being invited by people all throughout the world to let them know about mind control, aren't you?
Yes, sir, we are. We'll be in Thailand. We'll be in Australia, Singapore, in a number of places around the world. At this point, all I have is a very loose schedule. I really don't know where we're going to be. That's going to be up to our event promoters that are handling us in those areas.
And I think it's so important for our listeners to understand that people throughout the world understand what's going on in America. The American people don't know because Rush Limbaugh isn't going to tell you, Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or all these people who are so well paid for concealing the truth from the American people. But our minds are under attack and control today. And Kathy and Mark are certainly out on the front lines trying to tell the people here in America, but their message is really much more readily received by people throughout the rest of the world who really want to understand what's going on.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, as of this year, the United States now ranks, according to United Nations effort, and there was a couple of universities involved. I'm sorry, I can't recall exactly who was responsible for this poll, but it is chiseled in stone that the United States is now 49th in the world so far as a free press goes. Now, we are behind Russia for the first time. And this is an incredible fact that the American people have no clue about, except the ones that are using the internet to get their news.
And of course, how fortunate we are to have the internet, we are to have a shortwave, we are to have, of course, our satellite connection on Telstar 5, and then the radio stations that are listening to our program tonight and throughout the rest of the day. If we had the 600 or 1,000 stations, why, we would be having so much more of an effect. But we thank the Lord for what we have, and
yes.
maybe we're surviving because we're not that large. If we were, maybe we wouldn't be here to talk to you at all. But
neither of us would
guest
be
tonight,
here.
Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien. We'll be back in just a moment here to continue our discussion of mind control and mass mind control here in the United States today. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Kathy, Cynthia, are you looking forward to the trip coming up?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You really enjoy being out there. I would think you'd get awfully tired of doing that much traveling.
Quite frankly, we're looking forward to it from a standpoint of reaching a lot of people. We're not looking forward to it as far as the traveling goes. I've spent my entire life traveling, and I'd hope by this time in my life I wouldn't be doing it anymore. But it seems that is what we must do.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the fact that you and Kathy are willing to go through all the discomfort. And I get the jet lag every time I'm on a plane, and you're going to get a lot of jet lag before this program's over.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about some of the things. Could you perhaps give our listeners some examples of these techniques and how they would be able to recognize when they're not being told the truth, or when they're television or motion pictures or maybe even talk radio are used to control what the American people think?
Well, I want to hand this over to Kathy, but I would like to inject this. The people can certainly relate to at the moment. Whenever, for the past week or two, I'm not sure how long it's been now, there has been no news on television, on any of the channels. It has all been related to a civil case involving a former Playboy playmate and her untimely death. And the custody battles and all of the things regarding her, where her body should be buried, and all of these things. I know, and you know, the American people are not so stupid that is all that they want to hear about. It's all diversion, Dr. Stan. And if it were not for her case being the centerpiece for the U.S. and North American media to focus upon, it would be some other frivolous thing that actually has no bearing on any of us whatsoever. We're not hearing about the Libby case unless we read a little byline in the paper or somewhere. We're not hearing about any of the things that should be making a huge difference for society. We're only hearing the nothings, and that is a form of social engineering.
You're absolutely right, and Nicole Smith is probably one of the least important issues of facing a world in crisis today.
No, the least, I believe.
Well, she sort of ties with Britney Spears and Madonna, but anyway, Kathy, certainly yeah. we're going to be talking about these techniques that are used, and I think it's so difficult for people to honestly believe that they kidnap children or buy children, and they use them for mind control experiments. We saw a program on television some years ago called The Pretender, and it was the story of a little boy who was kidnapped, or we don't know whether he was kidnapped, but he was taken into some sort of a government agency where they used trauma-based techniques to create this amazing memory. And week after week, we'd see this exciting program, but it was all make-believe, you know, about how this pretender was able to become anyone that he wanted to, amazing intelligence. And yet, you can actually do this sort of thing with trauma-based techniques. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and what most people don't realize is 100,000 American children disappear every year, and a great majority of those are never found. What happens to them? 100,000 children disappear in Great Britain every year. The majority of them are never found. What happens to all of these children? Well, Kathy, why don't you pick up the story of what happened to you?
Well, mind control is certainly rampant, and it was definitely my experience. Trauma-based mind control is a form of mind control that's very effective, and it's one that was used on me all of my life. I was sexually abused as a child, which was a trauma in itself, and the trauma was then deliberately perpetuated throughout my childhood when my father agreed to sell me into MKUltra mind control. But it's been long since known how trauma affects the human mind, and it creates high suggestibility where people are easily led. So the trauma that we see on television, anytime there's something that generates more fear in the hearts of the people, it's leaving them more easily led by those who are in control of our government and that are leading our country, misleading our country into wars and environmental destruction and the other horrors that we are seeing. This kind of fear is one way that they use for control that's just been very effective. It's the way that they can use the media and actually control a whole population. The folks in Germany, as Mark and I have been traveling around the world speaking out on mind control, of course are acutely aware of mind control based on their own experience during the Hitler Nazi Germany years. And what they're seeing here is a repeat of what they experienced, only it's more technologically advanced because you can add in the kind of media that has such a strong effect and a hold on the people. You've got harmonics through the media, and the subliminals, the techniques have all been intensified, and it's having a strong effect on the population of the United States. And people outside this country can see it far more clearly than we can because we're the ones who've been blinded by it. My experience was one that was individualized, and I was raised in MKUltra mind control to work robotically on a White House Pentagon level. I couldn't think for myself because of the tortures and traumas that I endured and the systematic forms that were used to control me. And I could only do exactly what I was told to do. Once I went into deprogramming and used the methods of writing out the trauma and writing out my memory, I was able to remember those things that I was supposed to forget, and that was about 30 years worth of experience that I needed to remember. In Access Denied, those techniques are detailed. Exactly what the formula was that they used against me is also in both Access Denied and in Trance. But Access Denied focuses more on the healing methods and the techniques because once I remembered my past, my brain didn't have an ability to think. I hadn't had a free thought in like 24 years, almost 3 decades. Where the effort to even think beyond what I was told was very, very difficult for me, and I had to start exercising my brain and expanding my thought and asking questions in order to think further. And that's what the American people need to do now, is to take those same methods and learn to expand their thinking, realize how their minds have been narrowed and narrowed and narrowed and controlled by this fear, and then and be able to think beyond it. Knowledge is our only defense against it, and there are certainly some very significant techniques that can be used to expand our thinking and learn to look beyond what we're told, because there's a whole lot of hope in this world, and there's so many people that are awake and aware, and I just wish everybody could wake up and learn to think and see the reality of what's going on rather than cave into the fear that's being perpetuated through the media.
And of course, what people don't understand is they develop these techniques of trauma-based mind control to create dissociative personality. And that's, of course, what, in essence, what Kathy had, and this is what they've used on so many of the children. And this is what Dr. Colin Ross has been deprogramming. This is in fact, his book, it used to be called Operation Bluebird. It's called the CIA Doctors now, but it's based upon the CIA experiments that were carried out in the past and are being used today. Now, certainly, most people don't have dissociated personalities, but there are an awful lot of do. And they are the victims of our own government's mind control techniques used on our own children. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, these things most people find so difficult to believe. And, of course, the technique that you'll see on television used, where, of course, they'll sort of have the flashing lights, and there'll just be an image there for a second. It'll go to something else, and it'll jump around. All of this has an impact on people's minds, doesn't it, Kathy?
Yes, it does. It certainly does, Mark.
It actually changes the brain chemistry, Dr. Stan. As a matter of fact, you can take a schizophrenic and put them in front of a television set for any length of period of time, certain levels of schizophrenia, and it will induce a severe schizophrenic episode as a result of the brain literally its own chemistry being altered by the pulsating light. You know, all you'd have to do is just turn your television set on and walk outside your house at night and watch the flashes, and you can quickly discern that. And most people who work in television are aware of this phenomena, and they have now learned how to use it very effectively in the motion picture industry to rivet your attention to whatever commercial or in the motion picture industry to the movie itself, so that when you walk out of that theater, you feel as though you have been a part of that motion picture.
Television and music were controlled in my MKUltra mind control experience because of the effect that they do have on the subconscious mind is so strong, and they were wanting to control my subconscious mind and not have a television or music control it. Both are very, very powerful forms that are manipulating society.
And, of course, they've changed the music in our Christian churches. Why? Because they know, of course, it's the type of beat that they have, the type of rhythm they have will cause people, their minds to turn off, and then, of course, they can begin to have demonic, you know, destruction, or you can actually come in contact with the other world. And so much of what's going on, the way of mind control, gets into this whole spiritual aspect of what's going on. Did you encounter anything of the spiritual element to these mind control techniques, Kathy?
Well, absolutely. Ultimately, it is, because I know from my experience that without free thought, there's no free will. And if you don't have free will, there's no ability for any kind of soul expression. There's no ability to live in harmony with love, in harmony with God's will. All you can do is exactly what you're told to do by someone else.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this evening, Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien. And before we go on, Mark or Kathy, do you want to mention your website, how people can get in touch with you?
Yes, and we do answer emails, although we're lagging behind occasionally, particularly when we're traveling. It's trance, it's T-R-A-N-C-E, -formation.com. Or they can just type in for reasonsofnationalsecurity.com, and either way they'll reach us. And our email is attached to that website, and they can contact us and ask us any questions along the lines of mind control, and we'll do our best to answer them or steer them towards whomever is capable and able and credible to answer their questions.
And there are a few people out there in the country who really have studied a great deal of this. John Marcus of Neum, several other people that names comes to mind. Walter Bowart, is he still around?
I don't know. We haven't heard from Walter in years and years and years. Walter himself became a victim, as you well know, at one point in his life, when he was married into the Mellon family. And Walter, and I think that was because of the fact that he had a cousin who had come back from the military, and he didn't even recognize Walter. And that was what started Walter's research into mind control, and ultimately led to his being thrown out of the Mellon family and being victimized himself. Walter had a very sad story.
Well, so many of the people, of course, who try to expose these mind-control techniques have come under tremendous personal pressure, and it's been a great personal success, a great personal cost that people have spoken out about these techniques. Because the last thing they want is for the American people to realize that they're controlling and our minds, that they're destroying the minds of our children. And that the ultimate goal, of course, is the destruction of free will, destruction of our relationship to God, destruction of America. Well, Mark, you know, as you analyze what's going on today, how can we get people to understand what's going on? Certainly, how can we get them to believe that this is not imaginary, but it's real?
Well, Dr. Stan, of course, the American population has been, I use the word, dumbed down to such a point that they lack the initiative, many of them, to research anything unless it's specific to their own creature comforts or something that they want to accomplish for themselves. The days of information control are pretty much over now that we have the Internet. Unfortunately, when one goes to the Internet, it's like trying to for information, it's trying to like get a sip out of a fire hose. There's so much information out there and so much disinformation out there accompanying the real stuff that it takes a level of discernment. And the average individual may have difficulty, particularly when researching violations of what they believe is the sanctity of the mind, they have difficulty in comprehending that someone could be tortured literally out of their minds and be used as a slave. And when you read about these young men and women who are blowing themselves up, if you think for a moment, just even a moment, that they have completely lost their will to live, you must ask the question, why? And unfortunately, most people are not equating mind control into the equation.
I think a lot of the younger kids are asking why, though. We hear from so many of the younger generation right now that's coming up because they are asking questions, and Access Denied has certainly taken on a readership of this younger generation.
I would have to say 3 out of 4 books, Access Denied books, goes to someone under the age of 25.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, I think it's so interesting today as we look and see what's going on. The people who are questioning what we're being told, and they're questioning what we're told about 9-1-1, they're questioning why we really went to war with Afghanistan or Iraq. These are the younger people, the older people, the Christians, the right-wings, the conservatives, who I traditionally would identify with. They're complacently going along with their leaders who tell them that everything's just fine. They ignore the torture. They know the torture is going on. They can hear the screams, but they suppress them. Because,
Dr. Stan,
we have to do that to protect ourselves and our way of life and our Christian society.
Well, you know, after World War II, the CIA was born, of course, as well as the National Security Act, to protect the CIA from what they were doing. But under a project called Project Paperclip, we imported all the Nazi and fascist scientists into this country, making the people of this country believe that it was for the welfare of the world, as well as the United States, who was victorious because of technology. And they brought these people in, making the American population believe that they were rocket scientists. Well, only a small percentage of them were actually rocket scientists, and most of them were SS members. The fact remains is most of these scientists that were brought in were mind scientists, and they were placed in our schools of higher learning. They were placed in a number of other federal operations such as NASA, and they were given the money and the wherewithal to perpetuate what Hitler dreamed for his quote New World Order, which, by the way, I believe Nero invented that term. and Hitler used it, and so has the last three presidents we've had in this country, beginning with George Bush Sr. The New World Order, of course, you've had many guests on your show that have talked about it and explained what it is and what it's doing and how it's being done. And the fact remains is the basis for it even becoming a reality is to control the hearts and minds of people. And that is being done through a very, very well orchestrated global effort. And now we're seeing wars being fought and soldiers being used and people, you know, people in my position that I was in working for the government would not be able to speak out once they were estranged from their jobs, particularly within the intelligence community. I've spoken to many, many former intelligence officers, not only from our country, but from around the world. I belong to an organization of these people that are out of it completely, and they all make the same comment that the ones that are coming out now after 20 years, 25 years of tenure with the intelligence communities, they really don't have the capacity to remember what happened to them or what their jobs were. And, of course, their families and the people that knew them say that their personalities have radically changed from when they, you know, when they knew them prior to that.
Well, Mark, I've heard that they use a lot of hypnosis and deep programming and drugs on the people who work in the intelligence community, you know, to be certain that they can control them completely. Is that really true?
Well, I think that would have been true 25 years ago, but it's not now. The technologies have changed, Dr. Stan, and trauma-based mind control is really archaic compared to the technologies that they have now for externally controlling a mind that's virtually invisible. You know, back a few years ago, there was a federal law passed that you could no longer, and I quote, no longer use in any court of law any sort of mind manipulation technologies, because people were going into courtrooms with a briefcase sized device, and when someone got onto the stand, they would suddenly impeach themselves or their own testimonies, and the cases were being won and lost because of who was wanting the case to be won or lost, and it wasn't always the government. Members of the so-called mob were also making use of this technology.
Well, what was the technology? I don't understand.
Well, the technology actually worked on a system. I've got a. Kathy, help me on this one.
Electromagnetic. The MDD-1.
Yeah, the MDD-1 patent was the original device that was developed, and it was based on electromagnetic principle that affected the brainstem of the target in such a way that it caused and created confusion in their mind to where they could not remember that which they were talking about, or which, and if they were asked a question, not so much their name, but a question pertaining to whatever it was they were testifying to, they had no memory whatsoever of the answer that they had testified 5 minutes or even an hour previous.
Is there some way they can focus that on an individual? Or?
Yes, yes. And that technology is ancient now. The type of equipment that they have now, I know from conversations that I've overheard from intelligence officers that are not from this country, the type of equipment that NATO has had access to over the last 10 years just absolutely blew me away when I found out how they were able to control individuals that had not been conditioned over a long period of time like Kathy O'Brien had been.
In fact, this is a little off the subject, but I talked to a young man who was with some sort of a special forces unit, and he told about the evening when he and the men in his patrol were playing some sort of a war game. They were supposed to sneak up on this truck. And, they were all crawling along the ground, they were going to storm the truck. There's a big antenna on the top of the truck, and suddenly nobody in his unit could move. They were all laying on the ground, totally paralyzed.
Exactly.
And, it was a frightening thing because these were all very well conditioned, very athletic men at the peak of their physical development. And this stayed for about 5 minutes. Suddenly the top of the truck opens up, fella climbs out, says, "All right, fellas, you can go home now." And suddenly they turned off this antenna that was actually controlling their physical ability. I'm sure they could do the same thing with the minds.
Well, actually, I don't think those men were able to even think to move. That's how that equipment actually works.
In 1980, my daughter Kelly was raised in MKUltra mind control with a new technology using harmonics for controlling her mind. They've had technologies for so long that it's inexcusable, just beyond inexcusable, that they would even use torture or even suggest that they have any excuse for using torture when not only have technologies advanced, but torture does not work for extracting information. It only makes people forget. So it's absurd that there's all this torture that's been going on in the prison camps and everything like that when there's this much technology that's out there as well.
Well, of course, my personal view is, Kathy, there really are evil people who enjoy inflicting pain on others. That is the problem. And I'm sure that some of the officers, really felt that, we've got to do this to protect America. And they even tortured people to death. And they tortured an Iraqi general to death. And when, of course, he was exonerated, the man who killed him was exonerated in the courtroom over in Iraq, everybody broke into cheers. It was all right to torture this man to death. Now, recently, some fellow was convicted, and I think he was probably honestly sorry for what he'd done. But what these military people do when they're told to torture, they're told they're ordered to do it by the CIA, which is really running the war, and of course they go ahead because, of course, they're protecting America without realizing, of course, they're not only destroying these other people, they're destroying themselves by doing it.
Well, you know and I know that war is all about money, and it's all about what I call our fascist corporate control that is looming over this country and has been for many, many years. After World War II, all U.S. citizens, for the most part, were laboring under the delusion that they had been saved, and the fact is that they could depend on their government to keep secrets, and they could depend on their government to keep them safe at all cost. Well, those costs have been very high because, back we had more freedoms when Nixon was in office than we do now. Or at least we had a writ of habeas corpus in 1973. Our mail was not censored unless we had a court order. Now all emails are read. The capacity for them being read is now available to the government legally. All of these things are slipping by the American population, and most people just are aghast that when they hear me say that their emails are not private.
They're slipping them by while we're all watching Anna Nicole Smith.
Right. First, I think the most amazing thing to me was to realize within the last month that every cell phone, whether it's turned off or turned on, is used as a monitoring device, not only to locate people, but to listen to what they say. And this came out in a mafia trial recently. And
yes,
I suspect
indeed.
This is true for our home telephones, too. Unless you actually unplug it from the wall, they can
listen. Well, you can take the battery out of your cell phone, we only use, Kathy and I only use a cell phone for emergency communications.
They had technologies for monitoring people back when I was under mind control, from what I saw during the Reagan-Bush administration. And like Mark said, you know, they said we had nowhere to run and nowhere to hide from them. And Mark said, we do too. We don't have to hide. They're the ones who are hiding. We do have a place to run, and that's right at them.
Right. I think you're absolutely right. The thing is, the one thing they fear is exposure. Who are they? Well, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Kathy's a book, Access Denied and Transformation of America. Well, our guests this evening, Mark Phillips, Kathy O'Brien. We're lucky to get them before they're off on another worldwide and whirlwind trip, trying to educate the people of the world what's going on. And, of course, we're so fortunate to have them here tonight. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this program. Well, we've got 3 minutes, Mark and Kathy. Let's take Kathy first. You've got a minute and a half, and then we'll give Mark a minute and a half. Kathy?
Well, I'm definitely optimistic that people are waking up. We're seeing a huge awakening in this country, and word is spreading. But primarily it's because of the people from other countries who are awake and aware and have a compassion for the United States, realizing that we, the people, are not the ones that are in control, that there's this handful of criminals that are in control of our government and creating wars in our name and destruction of our planet in our name, and it's got to stop. It's time for people to wake up completely, realize what's going on, and know that knowledge is our only defense against mind control, and spread it to other people so that we can all wake up and learn to think further and take back our country and our world.
Well said. God bless you. Mark, why don't you, you've got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, I would like to comment on one thing specifically, and that is, and I mentioned this before on your show, you have served as an inspiration to Kathy and I, well beyond what you could imagine for us to continue on, because there have been times when we just simply thought we couldn't do it anymore. And I look at you, sir, as a retired medical surgeon who has taken his time and his savings to invest in the future of our world as well as our country. And I think that Kathy's and my contributions are insignificant in many ways. We are doing the best we can with what we have, and yes, we are reaching literally millions of people. If you Google Mark and Kathy, kind of like Dale and Roy, if you just Google Mark and Kathy, you'll come to well over, I think, half a million references to stuff that we have done or places we have spoken, because we don't copyright any of our presentations. And I know that you are distributing the MK Ultra files to those people who are willing to look at the actual hardcore research that the government did release, and we deeply appreciate that very, very much. And of course, we appreciate your distribution of our books to your audience as well.
Well, God bless. We're out of time, but Mark and Kathy, we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning on our early morning program. And so our guest has been Mark Phillips, Kathy O'Brien. Listen to what they have to say. Understand. Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed our program with Mark and Kathy. And this is not a nice thing to contemplate, but it's far better you understand what's going on now and then understand that behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. Now, we did carry the four-tape set on Operation Paperclip, and that was the program following World War II when your CIA helped 10,000 Nazis, Martin Bormann, Dr. Mengele, Klaus Barbie, Adolf Eichmann, and so many others escaped to South America. 10,000 Nazis. Why did our CIA do that? MK Ultra, the Rat Line, certainly forces within the Vatican for working. Because, of course, there are powerful spiritual forces within our intelligence agencies, and who always have worked hand in glove with the powerful spiritual forces within the Nazi movement. Understand that the Second World War, as all wars, was simply contrived. That's Operation Paperclip. You want to get that 4-tape set going into the book, The Secret Agenda. You want to get the CD disc on the MK Ultra. We have the reports on MK Ultra. We have, of course, the Rockefeller Committee report that came out in 64 that talks about all of the other macabre experiments and mentions the MK-Ultra experiments carried out on our servicemen, how they've been experimenting on our servicemen and the American people for 50 years, and you're never going to hear about it because you're not supposed to. We have a wonderful book called Mass Control, one called Mind Control. The book, The CIA Doctors by Dr. Colin Ross, of course, goes into the background of trauma-based dissociative personalities, macabre CIA experiments, and you're not going to hear about it. The CIA has agents stationed in every major publishing house in America. In fact, our friend Colonel Craig Roberts, tried to get his book, going into the Medusa file, actually published. He had written a number of books before, 10 books, all of them have been published, but the Medusa file, or the parent book for that, couldn't be published, and the editor of one of the largest publishing houses in America called Craig and told him the reason that his large publishing house, which had published Craig's previous books, wouldn't touch this one, was because the CIA officials there would have this man fired if he dared to tell the American people the real truth. But we do carry the Medusa file that goes into, at least in a small part, into Operation Paperclip and some of the other macabre things that go on. We have a 4-tape set on Mind Control. We have a 4-tape set on Operation Paperclip. We have, of course, so much information that you will never get elsewhere, and we hope that you'll take advantage of it. If you'd like, call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You can hear Kathy talking about the Bohemian Grove, where she was sent by the CIA to compromise various people. That's in the 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. We carry Mark and Kathy's book, Transformation. That's T-R-A-N-C-E, Formation of America. Transformation of America. We carry Kathy's book, Access Denied. They're all available through my ministry at 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And certainly you'll see the list of all of the books and CDs and 4-tape sets we have. And then, of course, we hope that you'll listen to our programs on the Internet. We're certainly not only on this hour, we're on 5 hours a day on the Internet. You can listen 5 hours a day and not get anything accomplished at all. But you can listen at least in a couple of hours a day and get information you're not going to get elsewhere. And then we do hope that many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because quite frankly, we need your help to maintain the network we have on shortwave and radio and internet and satellite and to expand. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for our leaders and ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Thank you. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And well, for this hour, we're going to have with us Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And, of course, Melody does support Radio Liberty, and we support Melody. We think it's important that you have reliable people out there who can counsel you, and we have several people that we trust. We think that certainly will give you the straight information. None of us knows exactly what is going to happen, but we are living in very difficult financial times. I mean, the hedge funds out there, and of course these are funds where, of course, you have to have an income of $1 million, or at least $1 million in the bank, and an income of a couple of $100,000, $200,000 a year before you can invest in them, and of course you assume a certain liability, but when you invest in them, but you can make 20% interest a year in a hedge fund, because they're all based upon leverage. And leveraging, many times they'll leverage upon leveraging, and they'll be able to leverage up to 100 times the investment. And there are tremendous profits to be made. The only trouble is there are tremendous losses to be had as well. And there are almost $1.5 trillion in hedge funds out there borrowing money in perhaps Japan at a half or quarter percent interest, investing it here in municipal bonds in California at 6% interest. That's great. I mean, think of the option you have there for profit. But what happens if down the line California can't make their bond payment? Now, certainly here in California, why our administration, the Schwarzenegger administration, is spending money like a drunken sailor this back after a 3-year trip. We just borrowed $40 billion. We're going to spend it as quickly as we can, and then we're going to borrow another $40 billion. But people have forgot the old adage. He who spends what isn't his'n has to give it back or go to prison. Well, of course, you can't make the state government go to prison, but, of course, the state government's spending money they don't have, and they're not going to have the income down the line to pay back that money. Why, of course, there are going to be an awful lot of bond defaults, and not only here, but all across the country, all across the world. We're skating on very, very thin ice, and we're on the verge of an economic collapse. And with a country that is having to borrow, the United States having to borrow almost $3.5 billion a day just to pay its bills, at least $1.5 to $2 billion from other countries to pay its bills every day. And now America wants to expand the war in the Middle East. Is there no better way to destroy a great nation than to bankrupt it? Cicero, many years ago, made the statement that the budget should be balanced, the foreign spending should be curtailed, the arrogance of officials should be certainly limited, and domestic spending should be stopped, else Rome will go bankrupt. And Rome did go bankrupt. And they killed Cicero. They poisoned him because he was telling the people the truth. But somebody has to tell you that, you know, that just as Rome went from being a republic to an empire shortly after Cicero was murdered, so America's on the verge of destruction. And with that will be the loss of everything that you think is important in the way of monetary increments. Well, let me tell you that that nobody ever saw a U-Haul trailer behind a hearse going off to the cemetery. And the money is not that important, but what is important is the fact that people understand really what's going on and make their preparations both spiritually and economically for the difficult times that lie ahead. Well, Melody Cederstrom, how are you tonight?
Just fine, Dr. Stan, and yourself?
No complaints. These are certainly exciting times, aren't they?
Well,
exciting and frightening at the same time.
Okay. Well, tell us your take on what's going on.
Well, it's exciting to the point that if you're protecting what you have by owning gold and silver, you can weather the storm that's approaching us a little bit better than the fellow who doesn't. And, you know, you were talking about us being a country being in debt, and that is the trouble with debt. You become beholden to your creditors, and we are the world's biggest debtor, and we will pay the price. And it's just a matter of time. We've had countries that are losing faith and that are reducing their support from the dollar, from China. And we all know that China is the second largest holder of U.S. debt, and it has one of the largest U.S. dollar reserves of any nation. And we have other countries that are shrinking their reserves, and they're diversifying away from the dollar. We have the central banks in a lot of your smaller countries. We have Italy, we have, you know, Venezuela, Kuwait. A lot of your central banks are diversifying away from the dollar because they understand that basically the dollar's reserves, they are being replaced with some euros. And it's safer to have their currency right now in the euro and in gold. And they are converting their reserves into gold also. And we have a lot of buyers. There's a lot of physical buying. India, they're all having incredible years purchasing of gold, and it will continue, and we've seen that in the increase of gold right here in the United States. Although, I mean, if you look at the last year at this time, gold was at 555. We saw gold rise to 720. It closed in the spot market, and I had an intraday of 730. And today we had gold close at 687. So we're on the path again. And there's speculation among the economists. Certainly see gold rising quicker and higher than staying or trading sideways. There's many predictions. Gold will see gold by 850 by the end of the year and possibly in the next couple months, depending. You know, in the same way with silver. We've had silver started last year. Last year at this time was $9.54, and today it closed at $14.75.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here with another DC Leadership. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cedar Sherman. She's just saying how well gold and silver have done, and certainly gold is up almost 50%, and silver is up certainly well over 50% in this last year, and we seem to be just almost on the verge of these things breaking out. Certainly gold closed. What did gold close at today?
Gold was at $6.87.
And silver?
Silver was $14.75.
So that really, silver's moved up very, very well in the last 3 weeks.
Yes, it has. And it's had help by the copper market, and it certainly is following gold, and it always seems to test that $15 level, and we've approached that $15 level before, but I think once it's looking for a reason to go past $15, and I think perhaps that it'll earn its reason and continue past the $15 level. So,
well, I think what people have to understand is there is no monetary responsibility. Our central bank, central banks all throughout the world are churning out dollars like there's no tomorrow, or either dollars or their own currency. Certainly the Japanese are churning out yen, the Chinese are churning out yuan, the Mexicans are churning out pesos, and the British are churning out pounds, the Germans are churning out marks like there's no tomorrow. With no fiscal responsibility. Why should they? Everybody else is spending themselves into prosperity. Why shouldn't we? And yet history tells us that this is the path to the destruction of the value of the currency and the destabilization of society. So there's nothing new under the sun. Politicians will never do what's right. It always used to be tax and tax, spend and spend, borrow, elect and elect. And now it's borrow and borrow. It'll spend and spend, elect and elect. And And then you don't worry about tomorrow because you're going to be retired with your big fat government pension and you'll be secure for the rest of your life and leave the people there to pick up the mess that you've created.
You're right. I believe the system has been created for most of us. I mean, we work hard. We want to retire. And actually, everything that they, you know, from, you know, actually, you know, the early 60s and you know, you could even say earlier, things were in place to eliminate the average guy of truly getting ahead. And we've seen that with our standard of living decrease. We've seen inflation take away our purchasing power. And it's all by design. I mean, we have tax laws that were passed in order to allow more taxes. We've had the investment arena change in order to just enhance for the very wealthy. And the rich and powerful will become more rich and powerful. And unfortunately, our country is at risk.
Well, now, because I'm getting some things in the email. Talking about the Arab countries setting up sort of a trading bloc and establishing their own currency and then requiring that people would buy that currency to buy their oil rather than using the dollar to buy oil. Is there any truth to that, or is that simply a rumor that's going around?
I think they very well could start their own currency. I think eventually there will have to be a trading unit that's recognized and accepted. I mean, certainly the dollar as being the world reserve currency is losing, people are losing confidence in the dollar. They're diversifying away. That will have to be replaced with a currency that is accepted. And so whether it be the euro or their own little currency in which they devise,
well, I think that, of course, the people have confidence in the dollar because they have confidence in the fact that America is the strongest nation in the world. And now, of course, we, as you know, we've moved two carrier groups over there into the Persian Gulf. The question is, and I've heard this from several sources, some of them I think reliable, that sometime in the spring they're planning on replacing the Eisenhower carrier strike force and the John Stennis carrier strike force with two other, air force, or I should say carrier task force. But the question is it possible that when those two other task forces get in there, they're not going to pull out the Eisenhower and the John Stennis, and we'll have four, aircraft carrier task force over there in the Persian Gulf in preparation for a war with Iran. Is our government intent upon going to war with Iran? Everything I hear from many, many sources suggests it is, but it is madness. It's totally illogical that going to war with Iran would inflame the entire Islamic world, and we cannot afford the expense of another war. I mean, when we are the largest debtor nation in the world, what would happen if, and the war games have shown this certainly could take place, if the Iranians, using their small torpedo boats, should sink a couple of our carriers, or using some of the more sophisticated weapons they've gotten from the Soviet Union, should sink a couple of our carriers, what would that do to the confidence of the people of the world in America? Even more devastating, what would that do to the confidence of the people of the world in the value of the American dollar? Do you have any thoughts on that, Melanie?
Well, I can't believe that they're going to replace the two carriers. I mean, the expense of getting the carriers there. And it, you know what, Dr. Sain, I can't believe that we would actually, because of the reasons that you just read, that we would actually go to war. I mean, it is almost insane because of the fallout of which will transpire after that happens. I know there is to be a meeting of the UK, Russia, China, France, and Germany. They're supposed to meet in London for talks and to discuss by telephone the 1st of March about new sanctions, new UN sanctions. But it seems like we're on this path, and it doesn't seem that there aren't any suggestions to solve the problem.
And it's almost as if the leaders of Iran are determined to aggravate the situation, opening it up with a thousand more of his centrifuges, making threats against the West, as Ahmadinejad does, making threats against Israel. I mean, talk about how, that if we attack them, the terrible, damage they will do to our fleet and to our facilities all throughout the world and to the oil facilities there of the Arab countries and the impact that will have on us. It was almost as if the people, the leaders of Iran, not the Iranian people, nobody wants a war. The American people don't want a war. The Iranian people don't want a war. But it's almost as if the leaders of Iran are determined to go to war, which doesn't make sense, but then so much of what goes on in the world today really doesn't make sense. Do you ever get that impression?
Absolutely. And also, I guess, I heard today that Iran sent its first rocket into space on Sunday. I'm not sure what that is about, but... the president of Iran had said that the uranium enrichment was a train on a one-way track, and they're not going to change anything. And also, there was reports that Washington was stepping up covert operations in Iran that could spark an open confrontation. So,
well, sometimes I think we're in a world gone mad. Other times, I'm absolutely certain we're in a world gone mad. Well, anyway, Chris, as we look and see what's happening here in the United States, the housing bubble is continuing to contract. About half the states across the country have experienced a fall in the housing prices. What did you say happening in the East? You live in what, Pennsylvania?
I live in Pennsylvania.
Right, what's happening to housing costs back there? Have they leveled off yet, or are they still going up?
Well, we've leveled off. Where I'm at, I'm in a college town, so therefore the prices seem to maintain. They seem to have maintained. Homes are on the market longer, but they still, instead of selling them in 4 weeks, they're on the market 3 months. I don't live close to the larger towns, Philadelphia or Harrisburg or Pittsburgh, but I think overall this country, I think we've certainly had a bubble in the housing market, and people are in trouble with their debt because they use their homes as everybody heard the term ATM machine, and so your prices are falling, and the housing market is slowing. I think we still have a ways to go. I think some markets will be touched more so than others. Some will have some devastating effects, particularly in areas that have had manufacturing that have left the country, and areas where people have been laid off in large amounts. And then I believe you also mentioned on this program before the tremendous multiplier effect that you have with the real estate bubble as it deflates. You have real estate agents that are out of jobs, and in fact I read somewhere or I heard somewhere that one of the real estate agencies, and I believe it was Phoenix, had 20 brokers and only one got a paycheck. So, I mean, it's certainly hurting everyone, and then you have to multiply that by three because there's always a multiplier effect. So, but I believe it started earlier last year, or back in June of last year, and we have a little ways to go.
Well, I think we got a fair ways to go, but we'll be back here in just a moment with Melody Cedarstrom. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So we'll be back here in just a moment to discuss the things that about what's going on financially. But I believe, of course, that we are at the end of the long economic cycle, the end of this long bear market, bull market, or certainly a bear market recovery, but of course I think it's going to go down, and I think an awful lot of people are going to get severely hurt in what lies ahead. Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom, and Melody sells gold and silver coins. We have her on every month, a couple of times a month, just to keep us abreast of what's really going on. We find that Chrysler sales are down. In fact, Dahmer, Mercedes-Benz is thinking about selling Chrysler, and even General Motors is thinking about buying Chrysler. Of course, Ford Motor Company lost $12 billion last year. It's had to go out and hawk everything to get enough funds to try to retool and restart rebuilding over in China, because that is, of course, if you can rebuild over there, why, you'll be able to, of course, be able to produce your trucks there, your cars there, and then, of course, bring them in the United States. And, of course, the one thing, of course, that is destroying this country is this globalist concept of doing away with tariffs. And what that means is then that our workers who work usually making somewhere $15 to $20 an hour have to compete with the people in China who work for 50 cents an hour. And, of course, here in America, they get all sorts of benefits and health benefits and pensions and disability. And over in China, they get absolutely no benefits at all. And here in the United States, you've got all the environmental regulations and the corporate taxes. And if your corporation goes over to China, they don't have to pay any corporate taxes, and they don't have to believe in environmental and all these other regulations. So it's a little wonder that so many of our corporations are moving offshore, and I believe it was planned that way. I think that this is a long-range plan to really to redistribute the wealth of the American people and create true equality, or I should say poverty, throughout the world. Why don't you pick up your thought on that, Melody? Do you think these things are planned? Do you think they're just happening, oh shucks, just by chance?
Things are just evolving, right? It's just a cycle. No, I believe things have been designed, and I believe we're, as I mentioned earlier, that these things have been in place, and the rich and the powerful change or adapt in order to promote their wealth and their power. We have the middle class here that is working more hours than ever before. I guess they call that productivity. 30 years ago, Americans worked an average of 43 weeks, but now you have U.S. workers they're putting in an average of 47 weeks per year. Compared to the rest of the industrialized world, the number of hours worked in all of the countries, I believe, except for Canada, have decreased over the past 30 years.
All right, well, let's go to Henry, who's calling us from Canada. Henry, do you have a question for our guest?
Hello?
Yes, sir. How do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. It has to do with gold. I sort of caught in the middle of this. What did gold close today?
What did gold close today?
Spot gold was 687.
It was just seven. What, it was just 6-7 something. What, a couple of days ago? 670 something. It was 670 something just sometime last week.
Yeah, it was 6-6, but in the 660s, and it just shot up to well, 6860. And what's really so interesting to me is that the price is lower in Dubai than it is here in the United States. Ordinarily, the Dubai gold exchange is always higher than the American gold exchange. I don't understand why, but certainly the American is holding well into the 680s, and it has been for about a week or so.
What do you mean? You mean gold is closed higher in other parts of the world?
No, usually it holds. Hold just a moment. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we have Henry calling from Connecticut, wanted to know where gold had closed today, and whose course was up at the 680s. And I was just commenting what is so strange to me, watching the world gold markets, is that ordinarily in the past, the price has been higher in other countries, specifically in Dubai. And if you go to Kitco, which I go every day and look at that, why, ordinarily, price of gold would be $5 to $10 higher in Dubai, which is over there, of course, and, just south of Saudi Arabia, and a major gold center in the Middle East, compared with the price of the New York Exchange, or Chicago Exchange, which is whatever the Kitco keeps. But recently, the price has been higher here in the United States then in Dubai. You have any thoughts on why that might be, Melody?
I would only relate that to the currency exchange. You know, we have the fluctuating of the dollar, and I would think that would have some sort of...
How is the dollar holding up?
The dollar today, it broke 84, so we're close to the last report that I had. I didn't see the actual close, but it was like down 7 at 83.92 on the U.S. dollar index. So.
So is it now? I thought it was about 83 the other day. It's up to 84.
It did go over 84, and you know, it was a couple of weeks ago. It was just close to 85.
All right.
Okay.
Well, anything else, Henry?
Yeah. Now, what does silver close today?
Silver is 14.75.
Yeah, that's
going back up to 1700.
Yeah, that's.
You know, I said this a while ago, just the latter part of last year. I said that possibly gold may push 700 next year, because it did drop down a little bit to like 599 something or 598 something at the lowest it's been, and it shot back up to 700 and dropped back a little bit, but not much. And I thought it would happen more like in the middle of like midsummer, you know, like in the summer solstice, like in June, it would be 700. But it looks like to me that forget that. I mean, by the time we get to August, you could be looking at freaking, I don't know, almost like $800 an ounce.
Yeah, well, the thing is, with the price of oil going up, and if and pray that this does not happen, but if we go to war with Iran, I suspect the price of oil will go through the roof, and I think that all these other things will follow along, and I think that all the commodities will go up as the price and value of the dollar goes down. Anything else, Henry, before we let you go?
Yeah, well, silver looks like a... Yeah, well, one other thing. As far as the silver eagles, there's 1 ounce, but there's also half an ounce, too, right? Coin as well?
In the silver eagle, you just have the 1 ounce.
Or what would I do to get a slightly smaller denomination?
You could go with the 90% silver, the old quarters diamond.
Oh, the old ones, right. So you'd have, to buy the old ones that are pre-1950.
Pre-1964, up and including 64.
Okay. Now, let me get this straight, too, because since you're an expert. The coins that are silver in 1920 and 1910 and 1930, the content of silver is still the same 90% as the ones in 1950 and pre-65. Are they the same, or is it possible that the ones in 1920 and 1930s and 1910 might be a little more silver composite, like the silver eagle, more than the same as the 90% silver?
Well, if you're looking at the mercury dyes and so forth, they're all based as the 90% silver.
Okay. Yeah. Right, but the silver eagle's a little more, because they're more
silver,
like zero.
Silver eagles is a
like 0.999
pure one ounce
right.
silver. That's correct.
Okay, fine. Anything else, Henry, before we let you go?
Okay. All right. That's it.
Okay. Thanks for much for calling. And again, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, if you look and see what the stock market is doing, it's holding up very, very well. Why? Because the world is awash with money. I mean, they're churning the money out as rapidly as they can. The money has to go someplace, stocks, bonds, and of course, not only is our stock market doing well, the Chinese stock market's doing well, the Indian stock market's doing well. It's sort of like 1929 all over again. Did you ever have that feeling, Melody?
Absolutely, only this time it's worse.
It'll be far worse, of course, at least then we had a gold-backed currency, and there was something behind the currencies of the world today. If we get into trouble, you know what they'll do? They'll just turn on the printing presses. And if you haven't ever read the book, Fiat Money Inflation in France, it tells what happened in France in 1789 when they tried to spend themselves into prosperity. It's sort of like what happened during the days of the American Revolution when we printed something called the Continental Dollar. And one day they said it's not worth a Continental. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Melody, Sydney, what are your thoughts on what people should be doing at the present time?
Well, I believe they need to be, you know, protecting what they own. And, you know, there's a lot of focus on Iran, which should be. It's a very dangerous situation. But we have to look back to this country and the state of the economy. And even if they're able to find some sort of resolution to delay a possible war with Iran, we still have major problems back here in this country. And so we don't know. And I think people need to... that problem won't go away, and neither will the problems that this country faces. And there isn't anyone out there that is touching the basis of the problems that we have. And we have a fiat currency. It has no intrinsic value. There isn't anything real behind it. There's no tangible value. And the value of our dollar lies strictly in the global demand. And we've talked about the demand declining, so people need truly to protect what they have. If you don't want to lose, we can talk about investments, and you read about it. There's hundreds of newsletters on the internet that each one talks about double-digit returns and triple-digit returns, and it's like buying the lottery, and it's very easy to get caught up in that because everything else in our lives is so difficult. I mean, we have to work harder. We're working longer hours for shorter wages or lower wages. Our investments, our health care, everything else is rising, so we have to work harder. So at least just protect what you have, and you don't want to lose. And if you don't want to lose, all you have to do is make sure that you have gold and silver in your portfolio. Those dollars aren't going to do anything for you. They're going to continue losing. It's going to continue to lose its value until it's replaced by something else. And then when they do the replacement, you certainly won't get a one-to-one ratio. So it's very important to get your gold. Get it while its prices at $6.87 is still inexpensive. So many people compare, well, you know, gold was at $2.50 and now it's at $6.87 and it could go back. It's not going to go back, not for a very, very long time, if ever.
Hold on, though. We'll be right back with you in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cederstrom. And before we go on, Melody, I want you to get your telephone number. I want you to get your webpage out so people would know how to get in touch with you if they'd like to talk to you and just get your thoughts on what's going on.
The phone number is 1-800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. And you can visit the website, and that is Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and make sure you spell out A-N-D, and it is .net, N-E-T, Discount Gold and Silver Trading .net. And if you need to email me for any of your questions or late at night or you don't want to use the phone, you can email me at discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com.
All right, fine. And Chris, I think that we are entering a very, very difficult time as far as our currency is concerned. It was maybe sometime within the last year or so that the dollar was $1.20 in comparison with the basket of currencies. Today it's 83 or 84. So we've already lost almost a third of the value of the American dollar compared with other currencies. But I have fear that we haven't seen anything at all yet, because everything is built upon confidence. And what would happen? What would happen if America were to lose one or two or three aircraft carriers over there in the Persian Gulf? Well, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but why would we want to risk our fleet and put so much of it so close to a country that, you know, certainly if we were to strike them, they would strike back. Now, there's no way that they would strike us or attack us, you know, under any circumstances unless we were to attack them first. But if we were to attack them, would you expect that they would do absolutely nothing? Maybe if they were smart, that's what they'd do. But are we dealing with rational people? And I would like to suggest no. I think the Iranian people do not want to go to war. I think the American people do not want to go to war. But I believe that the leaders of both nations, for whatever reason, and we can talk about that some other evening, but I believe the leaders of both nations intend to go to war. I think it's only a matter of time. So I just hope and pray that I'm wrong, and I hope that you will pray that I'm wrong, and I certainly do as well. But as I'm reading the signs of the time, as I'm talking to people within the intelligence agencies, I'm talking to people who've been in the intelligence agencies and others who have contacts in the intelligence agencies, and they all tell the same story. They are convinced it's only a matter of time. So with that could come disastrous consequences as far as the stability of our currency, and could happen literally overnight. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast region. That's 464-8295. Well, Melody, certainly, you know, as we look at the what's happening as far as the economy is concerned, I mean, there's hardly a day goes by that we don't find some major company, you know, closing down, moving out, finding that, reporting that they're going to have poor earnings this year. Certainly the pundits keep telling us that things are doing great, but are we really doing great with the American economy, in your opinion? Certainly, we know here in California that the tax income, certainly in Eleanor Hill, has analyzed the governor's budget and says that certainly the taxes they're anticipating coming in are unrealistic. Certainly we got good incomes last year because the economy was good and a lot of people were paying capital gains tax, but they don't think it's going to happen again this year. They think that we are in real trouble, and here in California, Governor Schwarzenegger is certainly estimating a lot more money that's going to be coming in and underestimating the effect of the massive spending that his administration has undertaken. What do you think about the stability of our state governments? What do you think about the stability of our economy?
Well, I think it's a very shaky economy, and here in Pennsylvania, we have a surplus in our budget, but there's promises to lower the property taxes for a select group of people. However, they're doing that through gambling. There was a big push to approve gambling casinos, and so it's a little ironic that the people that they will approve to have lower property taxes are the same people that will visit the gambling casino. So, I mean, they're going to get their money one way or another, and that's how this whole country, and any report that comes out from any local, state, and universal report, the government report, is they skew them. You know, they give it to you in one hand and they take it away in the fine print. They've always done that. They will always do that. So they don't do anything for the benefit of the people. I mean, we know that. And so all these reports coming out of Washington, I'm sorry, but the majority of them are just flat out lies. They report things in a way, and the majority of the people just don't understand. They believe what they're told, and as long as that Dow is up there above 12,000, they're reasonably assured that everything is fine, that everything is in control, and their little 401 plans and their pension plans are safe. And it can't be further from the truth.
Well, I really think that, of course, the 401s and the most of the pension funds are invested in the stock market. But the stocks have no relationship to their earnings. And as the earnings begin to, I mean, right now I think that something like 18 to 18 to 1, it should be down about 10 to 1 earnings, or maybe even 8 to 1 if you wanted to have a good solid investment. So that means that the stock market could probably drop at least 50%. And with that, the value of many of these overinflated stocks, which the people are depending upon to look after them in their old age. And I think it's going to be an awful lot of people, when it comes time to retire, are going to find that their retirement is going to be very, very meager. Those who think would want to depend upon government pensions, or even certainly their corporate pensions, I think are in for a very, very real surprise.
They certainly will be. And again, it's we're back to taking control of your finances. It's very easy to get caught up with the promises, and most financial managers, they're truly looking out for themselves. They have numbers they have to meet. They want their bonuses, so they have to do a certain amount of type trades, and so lots of times the customer's interest is not their interest, and it's if the economy wasn't in the situation that we're in, if our dollar wasn't basically worthless, and we didn't have the global conflict that we have. Risking some capital in the market is one thing, but we're in a position where we're at a hold. I tell many of my clients, there really isn't any other investment out there right now other than gold if you want to keep what you have, if you want to protect your purchasing power. And sure, there will always be an investment or two, maybe some stock that will go up no matter what happens, but the percentage of you holding that stock is very, very little. It's gambling. You're taking a risk. And most of my clients, they don't want to take the risk. They want to be safe, and they want to protect what they have. The gains related to gold and silver, as far as I'm concerned, is really secondary. I mean, that's the icing on the cake. Because no matter what happens, gold will protect your purchasing power. If you bought the Dow back in 2000, from 2000 to earlier this month, there was, and I'll just estimate it because I don't have the exact date, the Dow rose a little over 1,300 points. Back in the year 2000, the price of where the Dow was at, you could buy almost 40 ounces of gold. With a 1,300-point increase in the Dow, and with gold increase, you can only buy 19 ounces of gold. That's a 50% loss of your purchasing power if you own Dow stocks, and it works the same if you use NASDAQ or the S&P. So your purchasing power, we use gold because gold is real money. And so you would have lost 50% of your purchasing power by owning Dow stocks.
And so much of this is perception. You know, they're putting out a new gold dollar. I don't know how many people have seen the new George Washington or Washington gold dollar, but it's really not made out of gold. It's made out of some sort of an alloy. But they're trying to give you the impression that it has inherent wealth, and it has absolutely no value, not even the value of the metals that are in that. So, in fact, it's now illegal to melt both pennies and nickels, because the value of the metal there is worth far more than the coin itself. And actually, people were starting to melt them down because they were making a profit by melting pennies and by melting a nickel. So they've got to outlaw that as well. And I think that's so vitally important that people understand that America's economy is on the downhill slope. Now, if you look over there in Vietnam, the stock market in Vietnam has gone up 125% in the last year. Boy, if you'd only been invested in Vietnam stocks, you could have done so well. And a lot of Vietnamese are rushing in there, a lot of hedge funds, a lot of mutual funds are rushing in to buy Vietnamese stocks. Same thing is true in India. Same thing is true in China. An awful lot of people are investing in Chinese stocks. Seems like that there's no end to the prosperity that's out there. And, of course, it's all artificial. It's all contrived. It's all based upon the fact that they are just pouring out money like there's no tomorrow. But there's absolutely no value behind any of the currencies, other than perhaps the Swiss franc, which still has a gold backing for its currency. And what about the euro? Does the euro still have some gold backing for its currency, do you know?
Yes, it does have some gold for its backing. I'm not quite sure of the exact percentage. It's a little bit lower than what they originally started out as. I think it's around 12%, and it could be just a tad lower, but I think it's right around in that area. And you're absolutely right. There's absolutely no value in those stocks, and the only reason that they want to push the confidence in the people to go and invest in these areas, because what they want what little wealth they have. They don't want people to have these funds. It's like a little carrot that they're dangling in front of these investors, and it's one big lottery ticket. And we know how many people win the lottery. Not very many. And same way when you go to Las Vegas, it's not winners who pays the electric bill in Las Vegas. It's losers. And the stock market is the same. They will not allow you to walk away with your funds. Sure, you might have a small percentage, but the majority of the investors, no. Maybe you'll walk away with a little bit, but certainly not what you think that you will. And as far as I'm concerned, it is the beast system. It is, you know, it's how they fund their, whatever you want, it's how they fund their agenda of gaining the one world order of a global government. And it finances it. That's what finances their ability to do a lot of what they do. It's our money.
Right. It is the most amazing thing.
It is.
We're told that over in Iraq, they've lost accidentally $8 billion. They have no idea where it went. Oh, shucks, we're just so incompetent. We're so stupid. I mean, we just things were so chaotic. We didn't have any money to figure out where all that money was going. So we were just taking, simply whole of truckloads full of money and passing it out because we had to create stability over there. You can see what a good job we've done, creating stability. Now, this money, of course, is being stolen. It is being used for block operations by our intelligence agencies throughout the world, but they can't tell the American people that. But do you honestly believe that government officials are so stupid that they would lose $8 billion over in Iraq? And where's the money coming from? Why, of course, it's not real money. It's simply turned out, churned out by the printing presses with absolutely nothing behind it. Simply one more nail in the coffin of America's financial stability. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, here in the Central Coast of California, at 464-8295. One reason, of course, we do not have more inflation here in the United States is because we're importing cheap goods from China. Not only manufactured goods, but now so much of even food goods are coming in. They're planting their garlic over there. We can buy garlic that's grown in China far cheaper than garlic that's grown right across the hills from me in Gilroy, which has always been the garlic center of the world. But no longer. It's all coming in from China, tax-free. Same thing with apples. Same thing with so many of our manufactured goods. And of course, we're going to see, of course, the eventual impoverishment of our farmers. We're going to see the destruction of most of our industry. We're going to see certainly many of our engineers out of jobs because their jobs can be done so much more cheaply by the well-trained engineers in India and in China. Architects, the same thing. Construction, of course. Construction jobs are going to immigrants coming in from Mexico who work for a third of what a traditional carpenter or cement mason or others would work here in the United States. And our government's doing everything they can to encourage the alien invasion from other countries as we move towards the progressive impoverishment of the American people and the transfer of Americans' wealth to other nations. In fact, it's so interesting that recently Bank of America announced they're going to give Visa cards to illegal immigrants. And where's the outcry saying, hey, why are you helping people who are violating our laws? Where's the call for an embargo on Bank of America and pulling our money out of Bank of America? There is none. Everybody goes right along with it. They raise their eyebrows a little bit, but, well, Melody, why don't you get your telephone number out? Why don't you get your web page out just one more time?
The 800 number is 1-800-375-4188. That is 800-375-4188. The website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And if you need to email me, you can do so by using discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com.
I think for anybody who thinks that they're smart enough to beat the system or they're in for a big surprise, what you want to do is be defensive. And gold and silver are defensive. We'll be back. Well, Melody, you go right ahead and pick this story up.
You're right. You should be defensive in gold and silver. We do a great job here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We don't sell a one coin fits all. We base it on finding out a little bit about the customers and what coin is suitable and what matches their investment objective. I believe it's my job to educate the client as far as what coin does what. And there's a wide range of investors. You have bullion buyers who buy Krugerrands and Gold Eagles or Philharmonics or Canadian Maple Leafs or the new U.S. Buffalo. You have clients that purchase the foreign gold that's dated pre-33. It's still a melt value coin, and it certainly is confiscatable, but many times they're sold as not confiscatable, but they are, even though they're dated pre-33. Same way with the circulated gold coins. They are still confiscatable. They're basically melt value coins that are dated pre-33. We have clients who purchase the investment grade semi-numismatic coins, and then we do have a few clients that are true collectors. They appreciate the rare coin. They don't worry about the fluctuation in price of the coin. They're buying the coin for the coin. The majority of my clients fall within the investment grade coins and the bullion buyers. And you certainly should have about 80% of gold in your portfolio with 20% silver. And that should equal a minimum of 30 to 50% of your hard assets. And many of my clients have 100%. And I have 100% because I just, until things are addressed, until we see some sort of purging of the system, until we see some sort of answers to our problems, and we have a Dow correction, there really isn't anything out there but gold and silver in a portfolio.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think that for the people who really think they're smarter than the system, why, of course, fine, you want to gamble, but it is a gamble. Gold and silver, I don't believe, are a gamble at all. I think it's very conservative. I think it's what you have to invest in when you have a fiat monetary system. And you know it's just a matter of time before, of course, the value of our currency is simply lost. And with that, of course, the stability of our society. Well, Melody, thank you so very much for being with us once again. And we look forward to talking to you again a little later in the month.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Melody Cederstrom, and we're certainly talking about gold and silver and what you should be doing in times like this. If you have not yet heard my talk, The Financial Tsunami, we have it both DVD and in VHS. We actually have a syllabus that goes with that that tells you really what you need to be thinking about in times like this, and explains M1, M2, M3. It tells you about the real figures put out by the Federal Reserve System on the massive debt that we've incurred, and then of course it goes into certainly what the gold supply, where it is, how it's really kept in at the first Federal Reserve Bank in New York City and moved around in pallets from the British area to the French area to the German area back to the British area. And that's, of course, when the central banks sell gold. And they don't go out in the market and start moving around millions of tons of gold or hundreds of tons of gold. It's simply all there in the Federal Reserve Bank in New York City. So you're going to learn so much with the syllabus. We recommend it. And you can get the items by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The talk is called Financial Tsunami, the syllabus by the same name. Then, of course, I certainly recommend Ed Griffin's wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. The Creature from Jekyll Island. It is a classic. And incidentally, we'll have Ed as our featured speaker next Monday evening here at Radio Liberty for a two-hour stint. And then, of course, we carry The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Anthony Sutton, because, of course, the Federal Reserve is a conspiracy. It was set up in secret to deceive the American people, to make you think it was a federal organization, which has never been. It was organized by the central bankers for the benefit of the central bankers and at the behest of the federal bankers, and it was sneaked through in the middle of the night. Probably, in all probability, the legislation, never should have been passed. But had the American people understood that what we were doing was transferring the power to coin and mint money away from the Treasury and putting it in the hands of a privately owned central bank that worked in concert with the other central bankers of the world to bring about a world feudalistic system under their control. If you doubt what I'm saying, you need to get my pamphlet, The History of Money, which simply quotes Bill Clinton's mentor, Professor Carol Quigley, making that statement. The central banks of the world worked together at secret meetings to set up a feudalistic system by which they would control the governments of the world. That comes from page 324 of Professor Quigley's long-suppressed book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. That's Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, which we do carry. But if you want to understand the history of money, let me simply suggest my pamphlet, The History of Money. Certainly, the other book we recommend for people to read, Fiat Money, Inflation in France. It's just a little book, inexpensive. But it tells you what happened to France after the French Revolution, when the politicians there decided that they could create prosperity by simply printing paper money. And one of the first things that happened was there was amazing prosperity. And there really was. I mean, all this money, and everybody initially feels very, very rich. And then, of course, with that came the breakdown of moral standards and growing immorality and loss of truthfulness and corruption of politicians. And then, of course, a steady decline until the whole society collapsed and they ended up with a dictator. And his name was Napoleon Bonaparte. And as you see what's happening today, it's like deja vu all over again. That's, of course, a Fiat Money, Inflation in France. Once again, the Financial Tsunami, the syllabus, the talk, the Creature of Jekyll Island, the Federal Reserve Conspiracy, the History of Money, and Fiat Money, Inflation in France. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.